Hey, thanks for joining me here on the show where season two is all about you. I want to encourage you to get out there and go do something that's calling to you. What you want wants you even more than you want it. So go, man, go. We're all here at this special time. Ain't this shit special? We're all here for a reason. I think primarily it is to build up some muscle, but also to bring our light. We're kind of like lightning bugs. We have a special light, and we all do if we choose to shine it. So that's really what's going on right now, is people are picking a path. I want you to pick the path that suits you the best. That's no surprise if you've been listening to the show. I'm all about helping you to get back on your path, not the one somebody pushed you on. I hate that, don't you? Yeah. The tricky part is that we are now 2+ years into events that have limited or completely obliterated whatever dreams we thought we were going to have make happen, whatever. I was going to have a TV show. I know, I was all ready for that. But the traveling part didn't work out. Aren't I glad that back, you know, when the college was doing that trip to Spain and North Africa, that Dad said, you can travel later in life. And I said, I won't see Spain and North Africa the same at 55 as I will at 25. Pops, I'm going. And I did. And I got to ride a camel. It was really fun. Yeah, really. You know, stuff you just wouldn't think you'd be doing in life, right? So I followed my plans, and your soul has plans too. Now, what's happened in this, you know, on a global scale, whatever's going on, Rome is crumbling, okay, however you want to put it, is that, you know, the plans that we had are by the wayside, and now what? And how do you plan? Before, I planned without any kind of, you know, inhibition whatsoever. Sure, I'll get on a plane. Sure, I'll, you know, there's travel involved, for instance. Not anymore. My biggest ambition is to hunker down with some like-minded people and be the community chef. Yeah, some hippies dancing in the field. And that's really the focus of this topic, not the hippies part, mind you. But this episode is to encourage you to really tap in and listen to the nudges, follow the hunches, that kind of thing, in a really big way now. And part of that vision, it'll clear up for you, it'll get clearer for you by letting go of the thing that's fogging your vision, which is stuff that we feel sad about from the past, the recent past, like these last couple years, that we haven't let go of yet. The sadness of the loss of freedom, just for me, for, you know, getting on an airplane. I won't do it. I won't. I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I ignored Dad back when I was 25 and carried on and got all that traveling done, because that's what I was called to do. I want you to do the same thing. If you're called to do something, whatever it is, it's probably different from what it was. And if it's not, it doesn't matter what. It doesn't. It doesn't matter. But if you had your dream demolished, basically, by some dumbass on the Clown World Parade stage, whatever that is, I get it. There's a loss. There's definitely a loss. And what you want to do is come to terms with that. You can't give away something you don't own. So with this loss, it's like you have to kind of go, okay, let me have like a little mourning session over this didn't work out. This will never work out. It will never be like that. Really have your feelings about what has been lost. That may be people that you were going to do something with, you know? We're all losing people here through this for whatever reason, a variety of reasons. Okay. have those feelings so that you are lighter and brighter and your vision, your glasses are cleared up a little bit. You know, cry your tears and wipe your tears off the glasses, and then, you know, keep those rose-colored glasses on. Keep looking for the positive. Okay, it's sort of a duo kind of performance you'll be doing, little catching yourself and having those down moments. Have the blues, have them, go ahead, please do, but just don't get stuck in it. You know, that's the thing, you have to go through it to get over it. The trick is not to get stuck in it. So have it, and then kind of like having a good cry, I guess, you feel lighter, and then start asking that question that works so well. How can I have more fun today than I ever thought possible? Because, you know, I've told you, this one works on its own. It will work for you. But if you're stuck in the mud with either a dumbass or depression because you're not expressing how you feel, you're not available to be lifted up out and, you know, on your way. You can't take the zip line to the finish line. So these distractions or these processes, don't let them become a distraction. Like totally identifying with being the victim of massive loss, even though you are, if you are, I'm so sorry, but it's a part of change, isn't it? It's an event. I'm not to minimize anybody's loss, I promise. This is so that you can take that event and integrate it into your being, but don't make it become your identity. That's a big difference. Being able to rebound from the things that get you down is really what it's all about. And then, no matter how hard the bounce down, like a human super ball, you bounce back up, way up. Picture that, super ball being slammed down. Ba-bam! And then it goes way up. That's you. That's your perspective. So don't let it give you a flat tire at the bottom, okay? So I'll leave you with something really fun, some cheap thrills. Go to the store, whatever, get some high bounce super balls. They usually come two to a pack. So worth the fun. I sit here at my desk and I bounce that super ball. I hurl it at the wall, which is 2 feet from me. And then I duck because this thing's going to come flying. But it's a little tiny one, you know, so they don't hurt. And it goes all over the place and I'm laughing my ass off. Just to hurl a super ball. Or, oh yeah, you got to go to the Dollar General and get this sticky stuff. It, you know, if you threw it, it would stick to a fridge, you know, kind of like goop. But it's shaped like a turd. It's a cartoon turd. And they give you a slingshot. It's a kid's toy, obviously. And you pull the slingshot back with this turd and it goes boing. And then the turd hits the fridge and then it starts, with this smiley face on, it starts kind of glopping down the side of the fridge, flipping over itself like a slinky, but on the refrigerator. Cheap thrills, baby. Fill your life with them. I hope you're having a good time. Please do. Have fun by all means possible. What would be the most fun next? This is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.